Hey everyone, it is a new week with a new superhero deep dive. I have a pretty cool episode scheduled for today. Let's see here. Yeah, it's not going to be bad. Also have to update, give announcements, stuff like that, and disclosure. So, let's get into it. Oh, okay. So, I have a few more episodes to go before I finish out Superhero Deep Dive. Once again, I want to thank you guys so much for being on this journey with me. You guys are awesome. I got this one. I got three more episodes after that, and then I will be doing a finale just to say thank you. But don't worry. I'm still going to be I'm still going to have this airing on Outworld Fleet Radio every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day. I'll still be in circulation. I'm just not doing new episodes. And you can always catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. I won't get rid of the videos. They'll stay up because people might enjoy them. So let me get my disclaimers out of the way. So the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. And you can also catch me, or you can email me directly if you want at b4itall@yahoo.com. All right, I am going to be talking about Hellcat this week. Marvel hero you've all seen, you've all heard of, you might be vaguely familiar with her, but she's pretty cool. Her real name is Patsy Walker, and she grew up in suburban Centerville, graduating high school and marrying her high school sweetheart, Robert Buzz Baxter. Now, the interesting thing about her was that there was an old, like, teen series called Patsy Walker, and it's the same girl. It was one of those like little kind of like an equivalent of an Archie comic that Marvel did with her, and they took the character and they kind of revamped her and put her in the superhero world. So I'm not covering all the old stuff. This is more just the Marvel centric superhero version. But anyway, she married her high school sweetheart, Robert Buzz Baxter, and Patsy Walker becomes an assistant to scientist Hank McCoy, the mutant superhero the Beast, who at the time was on hiatus from the X-Men. Estranged from her husband, and now an U.S. Air Force colonel, Walker befriends McCoy, and desiring to become a superhero, accompanies McCoy on a quest with the Avengers. She adopts a costume that formerly belonged to Greer Grant Nelson, the former masked adventuress, the Cat, and takes on the name Hellcat. After having her natural athletic abilities and good instincts to rescue the Avengers, Walker is offered membership in the team. The cosmic adventurer Moondragon persuades Hellcat to decline and instead accompany her to Saturn's moon Titan for training in psychic ability and advanced martial arts. Who else is from Saturn's moon Titan? The mad Titan Thanos. So, just letting you guys know. Alright. Let's see here. Walker's training is soon interrupted when she returns to Earth to assist the supernatural hero Doctor Strange, joining the Defenders in the process. Later, Moondragon revokes her mind powers, mentioning Walker's ineffective use of them. I didn't know that's how that worked, but So, she meets her future husband, Damien Hellstrom, the son of Satan, during a course of a quest with the Defenders. After learning that her mother had promised her soul to Satan, and briefly being lied to by the devil that he was her father, Walker reunites with her real father and marries Hellstrom. The two of them retire from being superheroes, and ultimately, Hellstrom's demonic inheritance took possession of him and drove Walker insane. Institutionalized, she was driven to delete herself, by the otherworldly being, Death Urge. Now trapped in hell, Walker's spirit is used in a series of gladiatorial-like combat scenarios. There she learns to develop and use her psychic powers, and Hellstrom tricks the archer superhero Hawkeye into returning her spirit to Earth. Hawkeye believes he is retrieving his presumed dead wife Mockingbird from the demonic Lord Mephisto's realm. Resurrected and back to Earth, Patty Walker retains her superpowers that she developed in Hell and is also able to manifest a costume at will. Once again a member of the Defenders, Hellcat focuses on combating occult evils, notably Nicholas Scratch, who had based himself in her hometown of Centerville, and the other dimensional ruler Dormammu. Now, during the Civil War storyline, Hellcat registers. She does what she believes is right and registers as a hero. She serves as one of the young superheroes instructors at Camp Hammond. She was then assigned to the Avengers 50 State Initiative official superhero for Alaska. She eventually returned to New York City, though, because Alaska was not fun. she just returned to New York City. Hellcat develops and maintains a deep friendship with the superheroes Firestar, Black Cat, and Monica Rambeau, partly stemming from their support to Firestar, who develops and then survives breast cancer. What's funny is that Hellcat's outfit is like a yellow jumpsuit, basically, or yellow bodysuit with like black gloves or blue, dark blue gloves, mask, a little belt, and boot, whereas Firestar's costume is a yellow bodysuit or jumpsuit, whatever it is, with like red boots, gloves, and mask and stuff. So it's like they could do their laundry together and be perfectly fine. All right, anyways, Hellcat is later seen with She-Hulk when facing personal problems. After a night of heavy drinking and partying, Hellcat and She-Hulk invade a warehouse that AIM was using as a hideout and defeat two agents wearing high-tech suits. She-Hulk then hires Hellcat as her private investigator to help with her economic situation. She then helps She-Hulk in protecting Christoph Bernard, the son of Dr. Doom, who was trying to defect to the US. She's later seen talking with Tiger about a case involving a lawsuit, but ends up fighting her when she mentions the plaintiff's name, George Sawitz. Oh. After recovering in a hospital, she helps She-Hulk and Hank Pym in a recovery mission to save Risa, the partner of inventor Rufus Randall, to settle an argument between them over a device known as the Shrinko, which they were planning to sell to Pym. They later wind up helping Steve Rogers, the original Captain America, with the lawsuit involving a murder that happened in 1940. As part of the all-new, all-different Marvel line, She-Hulk eventually gets unable to afford Hellcat as an investigator and fires her friend, which also forces Walker to move out of Walter's office building, which is also the same office building that Howard the Duck works, and Walker moves to a Brooklyn apartment moves to the Brooklyn apartment of Ian, an inhuman who she met when he used his powers to steal from an armored truck. Ian gets a job with Walker's old friend Tom Hale, known as Tubbs in the romance comics. See, so there was kind of a throwback to that, and inspires her to open a work agency for other superpowered people. To her chagrin, Walker also learns that her old rival, Hetty Wolf, has obtained the rights from Walker's late mother Dorothy to republish the Patsy Walker comics. So they actually made the comics canon in the universe. Now with the help of She-Hulk and Jessica Jones, Walker gets the rights back by proving that Dorothy was sedated and thus not in full mental capacity when she signed the comics off to Hetty, making it a void contract. During the Civil War II storyline, Patsy Walker learns that She-Hulk is in a coma at the Triskelion. America Chavez allows Patsy to visit her, and after the visit, Patsy tells Howard the Duck and the other tenants about She-Hulk's current condition and moves her offices to where Jennifer operated as a lawyer. Afterwards, Hetty dupes Patty's ex-husbands Mad Dog and Damon Hellstrom into fighting her. Damon sends Patsy to a dimension ruled by the demon Belial, who tries to bring Hellcat to his side. Okay. Patsy then confronts her former friend Black Cat, now leading a gang of criminals. Patsy suddenly catches a cold that causes her to alter reality when she sneezes. What? After several disasters, Patsy accidentally makes a building disappear. Hetty then calls Patsy and reveals that she is dating the demon Belial, who helps Patsy overcome her grief over She-Hulk and cures her of the cold. Patsy then receives a check for a big amount of money from She-Hulk and takes Ian, Tom, and Jubilee to the mall. While shopping, they encounter two teenage girls pretending to be supervillains who are revealed to be Patsy's biggest fans. Ian then figures out that the girls like each other and resolves their dispute. Okay. After that, Patsy expresses joy of how her life has changed. This is nothing. This is absolutely nothing. This is crazy. They just threw her in random situations. But let me get into her powers. Hellcat possesses a superhuman level of physical abilities. She has different psionic powers due to Moondragon's titanium technology, including telekinesis, sensing psychic phenomena, and the ability to cast mental illusions. Hellcat can grow her nails into sharp claws, and she is able to summon a magic cloak with enchanted properties that at will that she uses to sense mystical phenomena or deflect mystical attacks. So it's kind of like her own Harry Potter cloak. She uses retractable claws and grappling hooks on her wrist, and Hellcat is a well-trained martial artist and gymnast. So there's not a lot there. There's not a lot. Fun facts, though. Alright, Hellcat appears as an unlockable playable character in LEGO's Marvel Avengers. She appears in Marvel's Avengers Alliance, and is an unlockable playable character in Marvel's Avengers Academy. This version is a member of the Defenders. Hellcat appears as an unlockable playable character in Marvel Future Fight and in Marvel Puzzle Quest. And Patricia Trish Walker appears in the Netflix series set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, portrayed by Rachel Taylor as an adult and by Catherine Blades as a teenager. This version is a former child star of the in-universe television series It's Patsy, the best friend of Jessica Jones, and the host of a radio show called Trish Talk, and the daughter of Dorothy Walker. First appearing in Jessica Jones, she aids the character in combating Kilgrave, but becomes jealous of her powers during the first season. By the end of the second season, Walker volunteers to undergo experimentation carried out by Dr. Carl Malice. Despite nearly dying in the process, she acquires enhanced strength, endurance, agility, balanced vision, and reflexes, as well as razor-sharp nails. In between the second and third seasons, she begins training excessively, and used her newly acquired powers to become proficient in acrobatics and gymnastics, while also seeking to develop her investigative skills like Jones. Throughout the aforementioned third season, Walker goes from being a vigilante to a self-described supervillain. Wow. Consumed by the loss of her mother at the hands of Gregory Salinger, who takes out people for fun, she gives into her rage and begins brutally attacking and later taking care of individuals she deems as evil, regardless of their actions or motivations, under the belief that it is to make the world a better place. This leads to a confrontation between her and Jones, who is forced to apprehend Walker and turn her over to the authorities. And understanding what it means to be the bad guy, Walker is sent by helicopter to the raft. Walker also makes a voiceover cameo in the Luke Cage episode, Suckers Need Bodyguards, fielding calls from listeners on Trish Talk. And she also appears in the Defender series. So she's had some exposure out there, right? She's been around. But what do you guys think? Let me know. I'm going to give you my final thoughts, and we'll kind of go into that. Like, final thoughts. Hellcat has always been a character that was fun to find in the comics. Like, her design wasn't as elaborate as others, but her looks were pretty distinct. Like, that bright yellow suit with the cat mask and, the belt that was, like, a ribbon or sash tied around her. It was pretty distinct. When you saw her, you immediately recognized her. And I think that kind of lent to her charm. And as a street level hero, I think she's great. I don't think she's got the potential to hang out with the big guys. It's just not there. She's a street level hero. Now, there could easily be a comic series featuring her, but it can't be in New York. There's too many New York street heroes as it is. Now, maybe if she's in, like, Washington, D.C. or on the West Coast, like San Francisco or Los Angeles, then she could really shine as a hero on her own. And that's just how I feel. Like, there's just so many... We have a huge chunk of street heroes in New York. We have... Everything goes on in the Marvel Universe in New York. And we need to get away from that because... I think we just need to branch out and see that things can happen, important things can happen in other parts of the country. But that's just my thoughts. Where do you guys stand on her? Let me know. Like I said, I'm still going to be airing every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. You can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, where you can comment, like, all that good stuff. We can have a conversation there. Or you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. I'm always up for conversation there too, if you want to just keep it between you and me. But guys, that's it for this week. I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone is happy. I hope everyone is safe. And I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.